All right, it's that time on a Friday where we SMH, say WTF, and just are concerned for the logic in the world, because people hit send and post and speak without thinking. It's called the tool shed, and before we could offer up a trio of nominees, we have to bring in our landlord to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, let's begin with new Football Hall of Famer, Terrell Owens. Terrell is terrible.
Terrell.
Dude, enough. We get it. You play a character named T.O. Blah, blah, blah. Your act has been tired since, well, this.
It's me! It's me! I told you! They hate to love me! Because I love me some me! I love me some me!
Ugh. Not really relevant since his final year with the Cowboys 10 years ago. And granted, his not being elected into the Hall of Fame faster is kind of ridiculous, but it's on him. He's just the level of jerk store running out of T.O. left the door open for voters to thumb their nose at him. It's on him. And now he says he won't show up on induction day for the ceremony. Sorry, that's a jackass move. And regardless of what he says, A, I think he'll be there. B, that would be a lifelong regret. In a word, putz. And here we go again. But the powers that be at Texas A&M. You know, history repeating itself. Do these words or this documented concept mean nothing to anyone? Do they teach history at College Station? Have you ever heard of Penn State, Baylor, Michigan State? We're talking sexual assault, rape. And it's time to stop hiding from it. You investigate. No qualifiers. These dirtbags need to take a hint and save the what about the wrongly accused. Fine. Let's first convict the 90% or so who, when accused, are guilty. Okay. Two different cases involving Aggie athletes. Victimized women were found out. Suspended initially, then allowed to rejoin their teams? Are you kidding me? A sexual crime should not have an expiration date on it when it comes to this crap. The young woman received an email from Lori Williams, senior athletic director, which was supposed to offer support. It ended with, "I regret your displeasure with the perceived impact." The victim responded, "I'm just unhappy the boy who raped me is back on the swim team." Hopefully this is just the surface and some people will lose their jobs and hopefully their freedom. And lastly, this is a lighter side nominee, but how about the Philadelphia Eagles? Did you see the Super Bowl rings they handed out last night? Gaudy is like, that's gaudy. And I get how over the top these usually are, but are there any diamonds or sapphires left on the planet? Has everything been mined? Were blood diamonds used? 219 diamonds, 17 green sapphires. In each ring, somebody used the term bling ear. The ceremony was last night. It was off the charts. Talk about first world over the top. The details are nuts. So they paid tribute within the ring to the Philly special. Remember the play in the Super Bowl? Ball snapped to Corey Clement, flips it to Trey Burton, who hits Nick Foles for the touchdown. So if you add up their three jersey numbers, it's 127, and there's 127 waterfall diamond as a tribute. There's also an underdog mask inscribed on the inside, along with their battle cry, "We all we got, we all we need." This is all on one piece of jewelry. If you dropped this from the Empire State Building, you would cause a crater the size of the Grand Canyon. I guess they earned their right to be tacky? Woof. I don't know if you heard me. I said woof. This is kind of a no-brainer. T.O.'s a douche. That's gaudy. Texas A&M, the powers that be, getting in line behind the dipwads at Happy Valley and Waco and East Lansing for just losing your humanity, your decency, siding with the wrong people for the wrong reasons. And with that inductee, we bring once again out our proprietor to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Ha, ha, ha. I'll throw in the obnoxious laugh for free.